Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, y'all, help me. Can I get everybody to stand here and preach? Can I get everybody that don't mind standing up and giving God a prayer? I know some of us may be tired from last night, but can we get some prayer? We're talking about the Lord that wants to help us. He takes care of you. God is not doing that. Hallelujah. Come on, put your hands together and let's give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah.
Put your hands together and let's give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah.
Please be patient. For God is not doing it.
God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to your broadcast. The Rick of the Jesus broadcast coming to you from the Jesus Saved Ministry right here in Greenville, North Carolina. 1007 West Hollison Boulevard, 27834, telephone number 252-689-6172. We love to hear from you tonight. As the Lord has blessed you with this broadcast, gives a blessing to you. We ask you to be a partner with us. Whatever you, the Lord touch your heart to sow into this ministry, we would greatly appreciate it. You can call us at 252-689-6172 tonight. We're here in Greenville. Stay tuned and be blessed. I know God got a blessing with your name on it. Thank you.
Mind. I don't care what you're going through tonight. I don't care what your problems are. The Lord Jesus Christ can sure enough work it out. Good evening to you and thank you for tuning in. I'm your host. My name is Apostle Lonnie Stocks. And this is the day that the Lord made. I've been rejoicing in it all day long. I don't know about you, but I've been rejoicing in the goodness of the Lord all day long. Amen. My anointed son preached this evening. He said that the Lord said, come.
Mm-hmm.
Come. And most people sitting on the couch and won't go no place. He talked about the guys in the boat, and they wouldn't get out the boat.
Mm-hmm.
Criticized Peter for getting out. But Peter had one testimony. He walked on the water.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else walked on the water. You know, and God tonight, I believe that some of you, the Lord has great things for you to do.
Amen.
You can't listen to the gainsayers.
Mm-mm.
You can't listen to those that tell you that you can't do it. You got to believe God and step out on the water.
Amen.
All right. We give God the praise for that tonight. And I'm grateful to God. You know, honey, I'm so grateful.
Amen.
God has been so good to me. I'm just grateful. I don't know how to. I'm so grateful. It's running over with me. I am truly grateful. Are you grateful?
Yes, sir.
I'm grateful tonight. I'm a mother going to leave here tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Flying back to New York. Oh, my God.
Flying back to New York.
I'm going to miss her now. Going back.
Amen.
Going back to New York. She cooked them potato pies yesterday.
Yes, she did.
She told you not. Don't eat all them pies.
Don't eat them pies.
Well, you need to ask them. Then we get home. Mom, ain't you planning on cooking no more pies?
I'm going to ask her that.
Because she's talking about don't eat those pies.
Don't eat them.
So if we don't eat those pies, that evidently she, how are we going to preserve the pie?
I don't know.
I thought the pie was cooked to be eaten.
I don't know. She said, don't you eat my pie.
Don't eat her pie.
She's coming back.
She's coming back. Well, thank you, Jesus. We're grateful.
Amen.
Honey, tonight I want to talk about God gave each of us power in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Well, what before we get into the scripture,
okay.
what do you say about it? I said God gave each of us power in the name of Jesus. each one of us.
Amen.
He gives each one of us power. What do you say about that? Let's look at some of this stuff. Let me go into this right here. All right. What it says in Psalms 3:8.
Psalms 3:8. From the Message Bible, says real help comes from God.
Real help.
Real help.
Comes from God.
Comes from God.
Real help.
Real help.
And he gave us power.
And he gave us power.
Let's look at the scripture. Let's look at, he's the Lord now. By him being Lord, what does that mean?
Number one. One who has power and authority, a master, a ruler, a governor, a prince, a proprietor, as of a manner.
Now that's our boss. That's our Lord.
Mm-hmm.
He gave us that power.
Right.
We would have no power without it.
True.
And we're going to read about someone tonight that used that very power. And God honored it.
Mm-hmm.
And God is still honoring it. You know what? People, for some reason, don't accept the power of God.
Mm.
Number two, what I say about the Lord, what?
The supreme being, Jehovah. When Lord in the Old Testament is printed in small capitals, it is usually equivalent to Jehovah and might, with more propriety, be so rendered.
So he's got all might and all propriety.
Mm.
That's who gives us power. So no sickness and no disease can literally hold us down. Did you hear that?
Amen.
Now, when our time is up, then we can't do it. We don't have no power.
Mm.
But when the power time is up, it's my voice. I can't have it. I'm hoarse. He said I'm a little distraught. My voice is messed up. I can't have that. But anyway, Leanna, thank you so much, but I'm hoarse tonight. But the power that God gives us,
mm-hmm.
and he gives it to all people,
mm-hmm.
not just me. He gives all men and women. Once you receive Christ
mm-hmm.
as Lord and Savior, you have power.
Mm-hmm.
God says so. And we're gonna look at someone tonight, even before Jesus came on earth, used that very power that God gave.
Mm.
That very power
mm-hmm.
that God gave. That very power. And once you understand that, you'll learn to appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you operate in that power. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what it says, I put here three what I said.
Number three, without faith, it is impossible to please him.
So you can't use the power.
Mm.
And you find that in Hebrews 1?
11:6.
You can't get, a lot of people find out, well, Pastor, why I don't have power?
Mm.
Since you says, for real, why doesn't it work for me?
Mm.
You got to have faith. You know what I mean? The power was there.
True.
Once God saved you. But you need faith. He gave each one of us a measure of faith. But if we don't use the faith, it's nobody's fault but ours.
Sure.
He gave each one a measure of faith. But if you don't use it, you can't blame nobody.
Because
they said without faith, it's impossible to please him. Mm-hmm. Let's look at something here. Number four, say what?
Power. Possession of controlling.
God give you possession of that thing.
Mm.
You can block that sickness. You can cast that devil out. In this message tonight, we're gonna find out that God used this man of God. One boy had died. Literally died. And God used him, he raised him up.
Mm.
Well, I've seen that. I'm very fortunate. I told you about Bishop Rosenberg
mm-hmm.
had died. I got to the hospital, they said he's dead. I said, can I pray for him? They said, ain't going to do no good because he's dead.
Mm.
I said, well, can I go in and pray for him? They said, ain't going to do no good, he's dead.
Wow.
So I asked again, can I go in there and pray for him? They said, go ahead, but it ain't going to do no good. So I went in and I prayed for him. And it wasn't 2 minutes The doctor said, oh, he got a pulse. He's up. He came back to life. He was dead.
Hmm.
At least the hospital said he was.
Right.
I mean, I'm not a doctor.
Right.
They said he was dead. But God, Jesus Christ, gave each one of us power. And I used the power that God gave me. I don't take no credit for it. Look what happened in Mark chapter 6, verse 7 through 13. What did it say?
And he called unto him the 12 and began to send them forth by two and two and gave them power over unclean.
Gave them power. Is that not clear?
Mm-hmm.
Honey, let me just ask you, is that clear or not?
That's pretty clear.
Huh?
That's pretty clear.
Is it clear?
Yeah. He sent them out two by two, gave them power over unclean spirits. He gave them power.
This, we, as children of God,
mm-hmm.
each one of us that's born again, you know, there are millions of people that say, but all of us have power.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't want to go to the extreme because, you know, one of my friends said, well, when a storm comes, we can stop it. God didn't, you know, Elder Wiggins, remember when I used to tell you, we'd be driving, no, we'd be out with a tent,
mm-hmm.
and it get cloudy. Elder Wiggins was holding his hand up and said, all right, rain, go back. No rain today. And I've seen the rain stop. I've seen it happen. Elder Wiggins and I would be, he'd be driving. He'd be speeding, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're at Greenville one day going to a Statesville. And we left late. I could have been there at 10 o'clock, I think. But Elder Wiggins was speeding 75, 80 miles an hour, sometimes 90 miles an hour. Elder Wiggins said, Lord, blind all the police off. Don't let them see us.
Mm.
And you know, I sit there and God said, this guy's crazy. But then you know what?
What?
Evidently, God blinded the police officer. We didn't get no ticket. We didn't get stopped. Elder Wiggins said, I believe the word. You know how I used to talk.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Mister, I believe the word. I believe the word. And that's the way he carried himself.
Mm-hmm.
But God do give us power.
Mm-hmm.
And some power that you and I have, we would not have it if it weren't for the Lord.
Amen.
He's the one that gives us this power.
Mm-hmm.
And he not only gives it to you and I, but every born-again Christian. Those that are listening to me. I mean, if you're saved tonight, you don't have to be afraid. He said they give you power over all unclean. Did you just read that?
I just read.
Let's just look again. He says, and he called unto him the 12 and began to send them forth by two and two. And then the scripture says, there's a colon there. And you know, anywhere you find the colon, the answer comes next.
Right.
And he gave them power over unclean spirits.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what he said?
That's what he said.
What do you say about that?
I think that they have power, and those that he called unto him, Jesus gave and sent them out with power.
Now, how about you and I? Didn't he give us power?
Yes, he called us unto him.
What about anyone that's saved tonight?
That's right.
Look, I'm talking to you tonight. Look, God didn't overlook you.
Amen.
He gave you power.
Oh, yes.
He gave you power.
Oh, yes.
Over every unclean
spirit. Amen.
He gave you power
mm-hmm.
to be victorious.
That's right.
He gave you power to be successful.
Amen.
Now, let's look at verse 8. Verse 8 say what?
And commanded them that they should take nothing for their journey, save a staff only. No scrip, no bread, no money in their purse.
That's the King James Bible.
Mm-hmm.
So Jesus says, I've given you power that you won't go hungry.
Mm-hmm.
I've given you power that you don't need to copy nobody else.
Mm.
You don't need a strip.
Mm-hmm.
You just need a staff,
mm.
right?
Mm.
You don't need no bread or money.
Mm.
You don't even need a purse.
Wow.
Look, I want you all to know tonight, no matter who you are, if you are saved tonight, Christ Jesus gave you power.
Yes, sir.
Look what it says in the next verse.
But be shod with sandals and not put on two coats.
You don't need that. Jesus is telling us that we don't have to be afraid. Why you got to do something to protect yourself? I tell people they want to fight. I say, I don't fight, man. God done took that from me.
Amen.
He fights my battle.
Yes, sir.
You remember, what was it, in 2000 something, this man cursed me out and had his hand in his pocket, and they said, he got a gun, preacher, you better run. And I didn't run. And, 2 months later, he was dead.
Mm.
He wasn't even, I think it was just turned 30.
Mm.
Very young man. God said he'll fight your battle. He said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord.
Mm.
So now here's God telling us we don't have to worry. Mm. Look what it says in verse 10.
And he said unto them, in what place soever ye enter into an house, there abide till ye depart from that place.
In other words, if they treat you bad, don't worry about it. If they invite you in, thank God. Don't worry about it. Wherever I put you, just remain there. I'll let you know when to leave. Look what it says in verse 11.
And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear you, when ye depart then, shake off the dust under your feet for a testimony against them. Verily, I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city.
Honey, ever since I've been saved, mm-hmm. I've been believing that. And God is really, really, really showing himself
mm-hmm.
to be true in my life.
Yeah.
You ain't got to worry about it.
Mm-mm.
If somebody don't like you, leave them alone.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'll fight you about it.
Mm-hmm.
Look, so shake the dust off your feet.
Mm-mm.
What are you going to stand there and argue for?
True.
God gave you power. So what it says in the next verse.
And they went out and preached that men should repent.
That's what we got to do.
Hallelujah.
I'm preaching repentance.
Mm-hmm.
Get saved now.
Mm.
Don't put it off. Do it now.
Amen.
Tomorrow may be too late.
Amen.
I told you the story, honey. One of the brothers in New York that I knew
mm-hmm.
Used to live right across the street from the church. And I think, and when I started pastoring in 82, so I want to say 84, he moved up to Albany, New York.
Mm-hmm.
And he stayed to Albany, New York from about 84 until about 99.
Mm-hmm.
And you remember in 99, 2000, I came back into Greenville and went to build up our house. And so we started the church down here.
Mm-hmm.
And this brother still came back from Albany and he moved back right across the street from the church.
Mm-hmm.
So one weekend, I went to New York, and I saw him. I said, how you doing, man? I'm doing fine. I said, when you come to church? That was on Friday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Rev, I'll be there Sunday morning. I made my mind up, I'm coming to church. Well, I came back down to North Carolina. And when I got back to New York, his name was Alan, remember?
Mm-hmm.
He said, Alan died. When did Alan die? He died Saturday night. He never got in the church. Never. You cut your mic off. Okay. He never got in the church. He said he was coming, but he never got in there. I know my wife mic is off, y'all, so you don't have to tell me. But he never got in there.
Okay.
He never got in there. Look, he planned on coming. He told me on Friday, Rev, I'll see you Sunday. And Friday, Saturday night, he died in his house.
Hmm.
And that's the trouble. What I'm saying, stop putting it off. Get right with God tonight. Come to him now, and he'll give you power.
Wow.
God will give you power. Look, let me show you something. Over there in verse 12, it says, and they went out and preached that men should repent.
Yes.
That's my job. That's
why.
That's why on the radio, that's what I do. Verse 13 say what?
And they cast out many devils.
And they did what?
And they cast out many devils.
You can cast the devil out. God said in verse 7, I give you power over all unclean spirits. Did he not say that?
That's what he said.
And he said, when they went out, they began to cast out devils. And anointed with oil many that were sick and healed them. You know, I read about this man, this lady, brother. She had this chronic sickness. And she kept getting worse and worse. She'd go to the doctor, and they had given up on her. But meanwhile, they brought this storefront preacher by. And he said to the lady, well, lady, have you got some unforgiveness in your heart? Oh, no, sir, Reverend. Okay. He went away again. So they took her back to the doctor. And the doctor said, I think give her some hours that she was going to live. So the preacher came back. They called him, you know, the last rites.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, ma'am, God can't lie. He said you were healed by his stripes.
Mm-hmm.
He said the only reason you can't get healed, you evidently got something you holding against somebody. He said, think real carefully. So she thought and she thought. I do remember. Honey, when she was a teenager, one of her friends took her boyfriend. And she was still holding it. All of them years. And that was the only reason she couldn't get healed. Because she wouldn't let go of that hatred. But that night, when she did that, I read that. They said that she got healed. See, unforgiveness. A lot of times you say the preacher ain't got no power. It's not that the preacher don't have no power. But if you got unforgiveness in your heart, you can't be healed. You're stopping everything.
Right.
So what I'm saying tonight, it's better for you, before you condemn somebody, check things out. First of all, look at yourself. I looked on the internet today, and Pastor Jamal Bryan, they voted him as pastor of New Birth Baptist Church in Atlanta, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, that was Eddie Long's church. But now, they said they overlooked a whole lot of people. A lot of people thought they were going to get that church.
Mm-hmm.
But wound up, Jamal Bryan got it. See, God looks at a man's heart. We look on the outside. I can't tell nobody. All the members they had, but none of them got it.
Mm.
But Jamal got it. He was in Baltimore. He got the church.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because that's what God said. The Bible says, a lot of people right now condemning President Donald Trump. Right. We all know something.
Yeah.
The Bible says that God takes down one and
says,
he puts up another.
Puts up another.
So ain't no need to be mad with Donald Trump.
No need.
He's where God put him at. Now, whether you like him or not, whether he's doing, look, don't get mad. First of all, honey, let me say this. A lot of times, God will tell us to do something, and we don't do it.
True.
It don't mean God didn't tell me. I just didn't do it.
True.
Look what it says in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 30 and 31 from the New NIV. What it says?
Even youths will become weak and tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion.
Just because it didn't happen doesn't mean it's not going to happen. See, some people, they get so weak, they say, you know what, I give up. Honey, because you give up, do that mean that it wasn't true?
No.
Because you exhausted, does that mean God wasn't going to do it?
No.
No, you gave up. Look what it says in the next verse. The next verse is verse 31. What?
But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength.
I talked about that last night.
Right.
Our God, our Father, will give us strength to take control of situations. That's that power I'm talking about. They will soar high on wings like eagles. Did y'all really hear that? God says he'll do that for you. Then he said that they'll run and walk.
They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint.
Nothing can stop you.
Hallelujah.
Jesus said, if I'm for you, I'm greater than the whole world that is against you. You got power. Christ gave it to you. Look what it says in the Message Bible, Mark chapter 6, verse number 7. What is it?
The 12. Jesus called the 12 to him and sent them out in pairs. He gave them authority and power to deal with the evil opposition.
Jesus gave power. Are you listening tonight? You're too busy saying, this person against me. It don't matter who's against you. Christ gave you power. And you got to learn to use that power. Look what it says over there in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 35. What do you say?
Women received their loved ones back from the dead.
Wait a minute. They were dead. But he brought them back.
Amen.
And what else does it say?
There were those who, under torture, refused to give in and go free.
Some of y'all listen to me tonight. I'm giving you a word of deliverance. But instead of embracing this word, accepting this word, you're sitting there saying, it won't work. He's just talking. The Bible said there was division in that time. They did not embrace the word. There were those who, under torture, refuse to do what?
Give in and go free.
Refuse to give in and go free. Rather be in bondage. Someone listen to me tonight. Instead of you accepting this, that God will set you free, you'd rather remain in bondage.
Right.
What does it say?
Preferring something better. Resurrection.
Preferring something. Now, some of us, we just ain't going to give up. Because I know if I go through it, God's going to raise me from the grave.
Right.
See, that scripture works both ways.
Amen.
Some will just refuse to accept it and still live in bondage. Someone listen to me right now. You will not accept that God can do supernatural things in your life for you and through you. And you prefer staying in bondage. But there are some of us, that I prefer being with Jesus. I know his word can't lie.
Amen.
It cannot lie. Look what it says over there in Luke chapter 7, verse 14 from the New NLT. What does it say?
Then he walked over to the coffin and touched it, and the bearer stopped. Young man, he said, I tell you, get up.
That's power.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of power that Christ gave us. Somebody, you know what someone told me one time? I don't see you raising no dead.
My God.
But I've seen the dead.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen in 2014, I think it was. 2004. Bishop Rosemary died. The doctor said he was dead. I don't claim no power. I'm telling you, it wasn't me. His brother called me from North Carolina and told me he was in the hospital. I get to the hospital in Manhattan. He's dead. They said he's dead. Now, when the doctors declare you dead in Mount Sinai Hospital, you're dead, aren't you?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. I asked the doctor, can I pray for him? And they told me he's dead. I asked him out. I guess 4 or 5 times, can I pray for him? And each time the answer was, sir, he's dead. It ain't going to do you no good to pray for him. I said, well, can I go in and pray anyway? Finally, at last, one of the doctors said, well, go ahead. I told you he's dead.
Mm.
And I went in there. I don't claim to have no big prayer. I just plain simple prayer. I said, Lord, raise him up. And you know what? About 2 minutes later, the bells and things were going off in the hospital. He's alive. He's alive.
Mm.
Why? Because Jesus Christ gave me that power at that moment in time that this man came back to life. I've seen that with my own two eyes. You don't hear me?
I hear you.
Look what it says in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 17.
All right now. But you will not even need to fight.
Look at that.
Take your position, then stand still and watch the Lord's victory. He is with you, O people of Judah and Jerusalem. Do not be afraid or discouraged. Go out against them tomorrow, for the Lord is with you.
Did you hear that, saints?
Wow.
I mean, the scripture's clear. Look, a lot of things you get involved with, you don't have to. You got to trust God. And he is leading. That's when you react. You don't react because you want to or to impress nobody. Honey, I don't go around just, come on, raise the dead.
Amen. That's true.
Honey, I never, let's tell you something. I knew nothing about raising the dead in my life.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But God touched me that night.
All right.
In Mount Sinai Hospital.
Okay.
In New York. And the man that was dead, when I prayed for him, he came alive.
Okay.
I don't take no credit.
Amen.
That was all Jesus.
Right.
The Bible says, we're not to worry about anything.
Amen.
Take our position, stand still, and watch the Lord's victory. That's the power we got.
Mm.
Are y'all hearing me? Honey, what's your story?
This is it, guys. Take our position and watch. I like that. Take your position and stand still and watch the Lord. I mean, we have power. He called us and gave it to us.
Wow. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Yeah, I hear you now. Go ahead. Okay, you don't get me on the radio? Okay, you should be. Wait a minute, hold on. Get my mic on. Yeah, try it again. You're very low. That's why. Okay, because you're very low. All right, but you're coming. Okay, go ahead. Honey, the Bible says you don't need to fight.
All right.
Why would I fight? I don't have to.
Right.
God already told me I don't have to fight.
Amen.
He already told me the battle is not mine.
Right.
He said the battle is his.
Right.
He told me don't be discouraged.
Right.
Stand still and see yourself. And I'm telling you, there are people that's listening to us right now that God wants to bless when they're trying to get in front of God.
Okay.
Read verse 17 again.
But you will not even need to fight.
You won't have to.
Take your position. Stand still and watch the Lord's victory.
That's what God said.
He is with you, O people of Judah and Jerusalem. Do not be afraid or discouraged. Go out against them tomorrow, for the Lord is with you.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Okay, Lynn, if you're out there, call me at 252-689-6172. Call me on that number. 252-689-6172. Let's try that number. Okay. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now, Lynn? Say it again. I hear it. So what now?
You said something a little bit earlier today, and I wanted to comment about.
Go ahead.
About 5 minutes ago. And it reminded me of a phrase I had heard in my younger days, in which I heard someone say, pitifully poor planning leads to pitifully poor performance. And what's interesting to me is that whereas man plans, the Lord leads. And I was thinking about that song, Lord, order my steps in your world. And I think that if we rely on the Lord's word and let him lead rather than relying on our own plans, things can work out better for all.
Oh, it has to. His way is always right, no matter what anyone says. God's way is right.
Uh-huh.
And it has to work better if you let God lead. And that's what Elijah did. And you know, when that widow's son died, he didn't go in there on his own. He acknowledged the Lord. And he prayed, and the Lord raised that boy up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he'll do for you and I. But he didn't just give it to one. Lynn, he didn't just give it to me. He didn't just give it to you. He didn't just give it to Oral Roberts. This is given to, the Bible says, the 12 he sent out, he gave them power over all unclean spirits.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times we just don't recognize it.
Mm-hmm.
And we tried to do it on our own. I actually seen God raise a man from the dead. Now, it was amazing. I didn't plan it. I don't go around trying to raise dead. I hadn't even thought about it. But his brother called me from North Carolina and said his brother's up there in New York. They rushed him to the hospital, and he told me to go pray for him. When I got to Mount Sinai Hospital, all the doctors said he was dead. They said, there's no need to pray, and he's already dead. I asked them over, could I just please pray for him? And I'm not a great prayer. I don't know how to pray. I'm not smart. I ask God a simple thing. Lord, would you give me life back? And you know what? A few minutes later, the bells were ringing in there. They said, he's alive. He's alive. Now, of course, when he came home, he never acknowledged that. He told, his testimony was that God told him when he was unconscious during that time that he was not going to die, but he was going to live. But 3 years later, he died.
Mm-hmm.
Right in his house.
Mm-hmm.
And so God does things, but sometimes we just don't acknowledge it.
I understand.
We don't acknowledge it. You know, so. And that's a problem, that we don't acknowledge the work of God in our life.
Amen.
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 All right, thank you for calling.
Thank you for your time, Mr. Stock. Take care.
All right, you too. Honey, let me tell you something. The devil is so busy.
He is.
People got power, but they don't see it.
Mm-hmm.
Look what God says right there in Isaiah chapter 54, verse 8. The message, though, what do you say?
For even if the mountains walk away.
And we ain't never seen no mountain walk.
I ain't never seen no mountain.
And the hills do what?
And the hills fall to pieces.
You ever seen a hill fall to pieces?
I never seen a hill fall.
But he goes on to say what?
My love won't walk away from you.
There's never a time that we'll be without God. Never.
Thank you, Jesus.
Honey, Jesus is there always.
Always.
He said, I'll never leave you, and I'll never forsake you. He said, my covenant is what?
My covenant commitment of peace won't fall apart.
It won't fall apart. The God what?
Who has compassion on you says so.
God said so. Now, the thing about tonight, my son preached that so many people won't step out the boat. But they don't want you to step out the boat.
Mm.
They won't step out the boat, but they don't want you to step out the boat.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that sad?
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to step out the boat,
mm-hmm.
but they don't want you to step out the boat.
They don't want you out either.
Isn't that sad? Mm-hmm. Saints of God, my wife and I, we come with a word tonight.
Amen.
To let you guys know that God gave you power. Now, if you don't use that power, it's nobody fault but yours.
Mm-hmm.
God gave it to you. Honey, God gave it to you.
Mm-hmm.
He gave each man a measure.
Mm-hmm.
Each one of us got power. But if you don't use it, you can't blame nobody. You heard me?
Amen. Amen.
You can't blame nobody but yourself.
Nobody.
A lot of people go around here struggling. And they struggling and struggling and struggling. When God says, I make you the head and not the tail. Is that not what God says?
That's what God says.
I'll make you the head and not the tail. God promised to do that. Are y'all hearing me tonight? This woman's son died in 1 Kings. And Elijah prayed for the kid, took the kid upstairs and prayed for him. Guess what? He brought the kid back down alive. But he said, Lord, in your name I'm praying.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the power is at.
Honey,
the power is in Jesus' name.
In Jesus.
Did y'all hear me? The power is in Jesus' name. That's where the power is at. It's not in my name. It's not in your name.
Mm-mm.
But it's in Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm.
Look, he said, I give you power. Let's look at this one more time. And he said, what did he say? In Mark chapter 6.
And he said unto them, in what place soever ye enter an house, there abide till ye depart from that place.
But look at this now.
Okay.
Look at something else here. Okay, I want to back up, he said. It's just amazing how we don't believe God. Look at verse number 7. Look what verse 7 says. What did he say? Jesus said that.
And he called unto him the 12 and began to send them forth by two and two and gave them power.
And gave them. They didn't steal it. True. God gave it to them.
Exactly.
Every born again Christian, you have power. I can say it unequivocally and definitively. Every born again Christian, if you are born again and you're filled with the Holy Ghost, the Lord Jesus Christ gave you power. He said it over all unclean spirits.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Jesus said that. I didn't say that.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ said that. He gave us power over every unclean spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You got power. Remember I talked about 2 weeks ago? Your last week was about poverty as a spirit.
Yeah, that's okay.
Look, you broke today. You know why? That's a spirit on you. But Jesus Christ, I gave you power over that spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got no business being broke. Somebody said, well, you know, I read the Bible. It said the poor you have with you always. I read the same thing, but it didn't have my name to it.
That's right.
Why are you going to claim something that God didn't take you to claim? Why do you want to claim being poor? And God said, I give you life.
Exactly.
If any man is in me, he's a new creature.
Exactly.
If you were poor, why are you going to remain poor?
Exactly.
Do that make sense to you, honey?
It don't make sense to me.
If God says, I give you life,
mm-hmm.
why are you claiming something else?
I want life.
If God says, I'll make you the head and not the tail.
Mm-mm.
Why would I choose being the tail?
Mm-mm.
And he told me I could be the head.
I choose the head.
God said, I bless you when you come in and I bless you when you go out. Why don't I choose that?
I want both.
I believe what God says. Saints, I'm not being funny. I'm not being, wise. I'm only telling you what the Word of God says.
Mm-hmm.
He loves you just like it does anyone else. And you can get out of that rut.
Mm-hmm.
You say, I can't do it, Pastor. You're saying contrary to what he says. He says you can get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you say something different?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you believe different if God says you can get out of it? Honey, why? Why? Why would you believe something different? If God says you can get out of it, God said right here in 2 Chronicles. Let's look at something. In 2 Chronicles,
mm-hmm.
God says, let's see this. In 2 Chronicles, verse 17, chapter 20, what does it say?
For you will not even need to fight. Take your position then stand still and watch the Lord's victory.
God said he'll do it for you. That's your power. Look, it is not power that I can go out and get knocked down a wall. That's not the power I got. But I got the Lord Jesus Christ, his word, assuring me that if I don't fight, he'll fight for me. He's assuring me that.
That's right.
But it's not only me.
Amen.
It's every born-again Christian.
That's right.
So the old people of Judah and Jerusalem, do not what? Do not what? Well, you don't see that?
Do not be afraid or discouraged.
Wake up, over there, honey. Do not be afraid.
God.
Do not be afraid or discouraged. Somebody is discouraged tonight. Pastor Stark, I ain't making enough money. Pastor Stark, business is slow. God told you not to be afraid and don't be discouraged. He said, go out against them, but the Lord is with you. I'm not afraid of anybody. No man, no woman frightens me. Nobody. Over that Isaiah, read it one more time. 54 and 10, what did he say?
But even if the mountains walk away,
ain't nothing going to stop God.
And the hills fall to pieces.
How many of y'all ever seen the mountain walking? Don't know mountain walk. If the hills fall to pieces, God said, my love won't walk away from you. That's my success. Now, they say, well, how about dying then? We all going to die. The Bible said it's appointed once for every man to die. But after death, then comes the judgment. That's why I'm trying to tell you to get saved tonight. Receive Christ. Receive him as your Lord and Savior. And watch him bless you. He says, my covenant commitment of peace won't fall apart. In other words, there's nothing that anyone could ever do to stop God from loving me.
Amen.
I don't care what you tell on me. I don't care what, and I heard a preacher say today on the internet, he said, a lot of folks, because they can't stop you now, just try to dig into your past. Mm. Look, my past is behind me. Why are you worrying about your past? Mm. Whatever you've done is done.
Mm.
But the key is now you're a brand new creature.
Mm.
And why don't you act like it? God gave you power. He gave you power.
Amen.
Look what he says in Isaiah 41 and 10. What does he say?
Fear thou not, for I am with thee.
Who is he talking to? Every born-again Christian, the Lord Jesus Christ is telling you, fear thou not, for I am with thee. God telling you that, not me.
Mm-hmm.
Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Saints, are y'all getting that? Honey, if you didn't know nothing else, what would you say about that? If you didn't know another scripture, what would you say?
I got power. I know enough not to be afraid.
I'm not afraid.
Nothing else. I know not to be afraid.
God told me I don't have to be.
Right. Because God says I don't have to be afraid.
God told me I don't have to be afraid.
God says
I don't. Why would I be afraid? He told me I don't have to be.
He told me not to be afraid.
He told me not to be afraid.
That's what he said.
So why am I going to be afraid?
Because he's with me.
He said he's with me.
There's no description. Don't be afraid and don't be dismayed. Fear thou not. I am with you.
Honey.
Yes, sir.
I'm about to sing tonight.
Okay.
We're getting ready to go, but
right.
I want to leave that in the hearing, right?
Okay.
If you learn to stand on the word, you're gonna have power. Well, God gave it to you. He gave you power.
Mm-hmm.
Look, honey,
yes,
he gave you power.
Yes, sir.
He gave you power.
That's right.
Did y'all hear what I said? I want y'all to know that God gave you power. And the power that God gave you is stronger than anything that comes up against you.
Yeah.
Are y'all hearing me tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Honey, I'm trying to tell somebody something. God gave power.
Yes, sir.
He gave power.
Yes, sir.
And you got it. It's It ain't something you got to get. He already gave it to you.
That's right.
Let's look at something.
Right.
I want to go back to the Old Testament. And look what it says in 1 Kings chapter 17 and verse number 17. What does it say?
And it came to pass after these things that the son of the woman, the mistress of the house, fell sick. And his sickness was so sore that there was no breath left in him.
He died. He died. But look what happened in verse 18.
And she said unto Elijah, what have I to do with thee, O thou man of God? Art thou come unto me to call my sin to remembrance and to slay my son?
Look what else.
And he said unto her,
Give
me thy son.
Go ahead.
And he took him out of her bosom and carried him up into a loft where he abode and laid him upon his own bed.
Listen, woman of God, you know what? Some of y'all can't be blessed. You won't pay your tithes. Excuse me. You won't give your offerings. You won't help nobody. You're too busy trying to help yourself.
Mm.
And that's your problem. Mm. This woman gave this man of God a place to stay.
Mm-hmm.
So when her son died, he was able to take that son up in the loft.
Mm-hmm.
Where he was born,
mm-hmm.
and he laid him on his own bed.
Right.
And watch what happened, verse 20.
And he cried unto the Lord and said, Oh,
look,
Lord.
That's power. He cried. Elijah couldn't raise nobody.
Right.
But he cried to the Lord.
He cried unto the Lord.
And what did he do?
And said, Oh, Lord, my God, hast thou also brought evil upon the widow with whom I sojourned by slaying her son?
Watch this now. Verse 21.
And he stretched himself upon the child three times and cried unto the Lord and said, O Lord, my God, I pray thee, let this child's soul come into him again.
God, now look. He's a man.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you and I. But this boy was dead.
Yes.
And he cried. Look what it said in verse 22.
And the Lord heard the voice.
And the Lord heard the voice.
And the soul of the child came into him again.
Good God Almighty.
And he revived.
And he revived. He woke up from the dead.
Mm-hmm.
That's power.
Yes, sir.
God gave us power.
Yes, sir.
Just like a Robert Rosemary was dead there in Mount Sinai Hospital. They told me he was dead. Honey, I ain't never raised the dead before.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't seen the dead being raised before.
Mm-hmm.
That's my first and last time. But I asked God to bring him back to life, and God did it.
Mm-hmm.
Look, verse 23 says what?
And Elijah took the child and brought him down out of the chamber into the house and delivered him unto his mother. And Elijah said, See, thy son lives.
That was because the Almighty God gave them power. He gave us the same power, baby.
Mm-hmm.
God gave us the same power. God gave us the same power. Look what he says over there in the Message Bible. Mark chapter 6. What does he say?
The 12. Jesus called the 12 to him and sent them out in pairs. He gave them authority and power to deal with the evil opposition.
He gave them what?
Authority and power.
Every Christian, God gave you power and authority. Look, I'm wasting my time if y'all don't believe that. I mean, maybe I need to dig in another hole. You know, the Bible says, "Yo, if you're not accepted, shake the dust off your feet, baby."
Mm-hmm.
I'm preaching to y'all. If y'all don't believe that, I don't have nothing else to give you. The Word of God says God gave you power. He gave you authority and power to deal with the evil oppositions. You're gonna get some people that's gonna treat you wrong.
Yes, sir.
You're gonna get rejected.
That's right.
But God gave you power over that. Look what does it say in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 35. What does it say again?
Women receive their loved ones back from the dead.
Look, you can, come on now. Somebody said, I don't believe it, but you ain't got to. I believe it.
Right.
See, you ain't got to believe it, Satan, but you need to believe it. But I do believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And I see God do great and mighty things.
Mm-hmm.
Women received their loved ones back from the dead. There were those who, under torture, refuse to give in and go free. Some people said, before I give up, I'm going to die for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I feel. I'm not giving up my faith. I'm going to stand that Jesus is Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is the way maker.
Yes, he is.
Jesus is the provider.
Yes, he is.
Jesus is the captain of my salvation.
That's right.
Jesus rose from the grave.
Hallelujah.
Ain't no other leader died that got up. But Jesus said, 3 days later, you destroyed his temple,
mm-hmm.
and I'm getting up.
That's right.
And before I got saved, I read that in the Bible, and man, I just blew my mind. I said, that man was living. I followed him everywhere he go.
Amen.
And you know what? Come to find he was living. And I'm following him now wherever he goes.
Glory to God.
Honey, it's about time to go.
Amen.
What you got to say tonight?
I'm following where he goes. He's living and I'm following him. He gave me power. And I thank God for it. But our power is in Jesus' name.
But you know what? I don't have enough sense
mm-hmm.
to refute what he said.
Oh, no, I can't say it.
If God says I got it, why can't I say I don't? Why can't I say I got it?
Right.
You remember I preached about 10 years ago in New York.
All right.
Learn to say what Jesus said.
Say what Jesus said.
And you'll see miracles taking place.
Yeah.
We wouldn't be here today.
Mm-hmm.
We got 1 hour tennis. Called us last night on Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And she called and spoke with you. You gave me the phone. She didn't want to talk to me.
Yeah.
And I said, well, why you can't talk to me? And she got a water problem in the house that is worth $6,000 to get the repairs.
Yeah.
She's behind on the rent,
mm-hmm.
but we're going to take care of the repairs.
Yeah.
Why? Because Jesus made the way.
He made the way.
I'm not saying that I'm smart. I'm telling you that Jesus Christ is the one that does it.
Amen.
He's the one. Not yes, Lonnie Stark.
Yes, sir.
I take no credit. It's God. He's the one that makes the way. He's the one that's providing. Listen, honey, I got to go. Anybody want to say something before I go? You can call me. We go off the air.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be here in the studio for 15 minutes. We got to go and we got to take out my mother-in-law and my wife's mother to the airport.
That's
anyway,
right.
May God bless you and may have a smile upon you. I want you all to know that God is good and he's a good God even on a bad day. Did y'all hear what I said? He's a good God even on a bad day.
Yes,
I don't know if they're unbloody. Oh, no, there it is right there. What is it? Okay, we got to go. Clock on the wall, what's that, Michelle? We got to go. Have a good one. May God bless you. And may have a smile upon you. Until the next broadcast, may the Lord bless you real, real good. Let me go out here with this right now. There you go. We're going
to God bless you. Thank you for tuning into the broadcast. Listen to the Wake Up to Jesus broadcast. Come to you from the Jesus Saved Ministry right here in Greenville, North Carolina. 1007 West Austin Boulevard, 27834. Telephone number 252-689-6172. We'd love to hear from you tonight. And the Lord has blessed you. This broadcast is a blessing to you. We ask you to be a part of us. Whatever you, the Lord touch your heart to sow into this ministry, we would greatly appreciate it. Just call us at 252-689-6172 tonight. We can agree with you. Stay tuned and be blessed. I know God got a blessing with your name on it. Stay tuned. Jesus, if you let him, oh, Jesus.